Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
For decades, volunteers have provided vital emergency services in virtually all of rural Virginia. It's something that was never easy, but now it's becoming almost impossible in some places, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This story is from the Northumberland Echo about a small county on the northern neck of Virginia, finding that it can no longer rely upon volunteers to respond to medical emergencies around the county. County Board of Supervisors, they've been patient trying to see if they can recruit new members and get the response times in order, but they've served notice now that this is probably the end for at least two of the three rescue squads. They've imposed standards that the story says the squads are unable to meet.
To what extent does the county rely on volunteers?
Northumberland has a hybrid system. There's one squad of paid professionals who answer about two-thirds of the calls. The remaining one-third are turned over to three different rescue squads around the county. Two of those aren't even coming close to meeting the standards. One in Calio responds to only 37% of the calls that go out.
David, let's point out, this is not because the volunteers are any less dedicated or any less willing than they ever were. It's that they can't find enough people, and that's happening not only in Northumberland County.
The county is finding that this is true all over Virginia, that young people just aren't interested in volunteering for organizations like they were in the past. There's also increased standards imposed by the state that some of these volunteers just don't have the time to meet. So all these factors are adding up to the demise, really, of what has always been one of the rallying organizations for any rural community, and that would be their volunteer rescue squad.
When the county closes those two volunteer rescue squads, it will use the resources to establish a new paid EMS team. David, summer can be hard on anyone without air conditioning, seniors especially. But in Richmond, help is on the way, at least for some folks.
This is a story by Tim Dodson. Dominion Energy donated 400 air conditioners, window units, as part of its energy share program. The Richmond Rehabilitation and Housing Authority doesn't buy units for its residents. Basically, federal law forbids them from using federal funds to renovate older units. So this is quite a welcome relief this summer for several hundred residents.
Now, Richmond officials say they don't know how many seniors don't have air conditioning and can't afford it. It's something they don't track. But, David, it's almost certainly more than 400.
You know, Richmond has pockets of poverty. In fact, the city operates three cooling centers around the city for people who don't have air conditioning to kind of come and lower their body temperatures during the heat of the day. So this is a real need, and Dominion Energy donated 400 units to people, many of which live in public housing projects.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.